the right hand of the Father, and have mercy on all.
Lord, God, the peace and the love and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the sake of the holy churches of God, and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord. And for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Father and Metropolitan Joseph, our Bishop Anthony, the Honorable Presbytery and the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord. And Archbishop Yohanna, and for their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord. For our president, civil authorities, and armed forces, let us pray to the Lord. For this city and every city and countryside, and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, for our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Call thee to remembrance, our holy, immaculate, most blessed, glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints. Let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our God.
For unto thee are all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
By thy grace. remembrance, our Holy Immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, thou veiled hopeful sinner, Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
And thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever unto ages of ages.
Thank you.
thy right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord will send thee the scepter of power from Zion. Rule in the midst of thine enemies. With thee is dominion of the day of thy birth, in the radiance of holiness. Thy nativity, O Christ our God, has shown to the world the light of wisdom. For by it those who worship the stars were taught by a star to adore thee, the Son of Righteousness, and to know
Jesus Christ.
was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, and assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it was written by the prophet, And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared, and he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him. When they had heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star where that they had seen in the east went before them, till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh, and being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
Christ is born.
It's great to have you all here tonight. You're not alone, survivors. I know it's weak on this side of the church, but you should have been here with liturgy starters. I didn't see you. There was only one in the end. Anyway, so for Christmas, and during this Christmas time, there's a lot of wonderful movies that Hollywood has made for us to enjoy during this time. I'm not sure in the Middle East if they've subtitled these movies so you could watch them. I'm not sure if they made up their own movies over there or what. But here in America, of course, we always like to be entertained, and they make lots of money with entertaining us. So they make lots of movies. And there's some really good movies during this time of year. Whether it has to do with the Santa Claus, Tim Allen is a great movie. Whether it has to do with Charles Dickens, his Christmas Carol, and the three spirits that come to him at night. I know you're shaking your head, and some others, they don't even know what the heck I'm talking about. And I'm really sorry about that. There's some very funny movies, Christmas Vacation. That's kind of one of my favorite movies this time of year. I think it was my daughter, or someone in my family bought me a shirt that had that said, Are you serious, Clark? You haven't seen a movie yet. It's really funny. Anyway, Another movie during this time of year when I was flipping channels the other night, I didn't stop to watch it, but it's a very good movie. And it's called It's a Wonderful Life. It's an old movie, back from the 40s, maybe 50s, with Jimmy Stewart and... What? What's that?
40s,
okay, whatever it was. You Google it later. Anyway, and it's a really great movie. And again, I know probably our version from the Middle East have never seen it, but if you switch from your Arabic satellite station to another station, in one of the ones here in America, unfortunately, they don't watch these, play these movies after Christmas, but at some point maybe next year you can see it because it's a really good movie. For those that have seen it, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen it, I'm going to give you a quick summary. It's about a man, and he has his little business. He's in the banking business. And there's a situation that happens, and he says, I wish I was never born. And that's the whole rest of the story, is this idea of him not being born. He was married, he had kids, all this kinds of things. So the rest of the story, he has an angel, his name's Clarence, so you know the name Hollywood. He has an angel that helps him realize how life for all these other people would be so different because he wasn't born. He didn't think he was worth anything. And then at the end of the movie, he realized it's a wonderful life. And when you watch that movie, you think to yourself, I do, maybe nobody else does. I wonder how it would be if I wasn't born. And who would that affect? Yeah, I know you are. You only would have two instead of three. Anyway, today though, I don't want to think about if I wasn't born, how it affected anybody, or if you weren't born, how that would affect your friends and family and anybody else. Today, this evening, I want us to think for just a second. What would life be like if Jesus wasn't born? You don't have to give me answers. I want you to think about it. I give you time to think about it. And I would hope that even tomorrow or Thursday or some other time this week, you take a few minutes and think about what would life be like if Jesus wasn't born. Think about it for a second. Everything would be different. Everything. The longer you think about it, the more you realize that everything would be different. Not just my life, not just your life, but the whole history of the world if Jesus wasn't born. For us, we have a lot greater problems. We won't have an afterlife, you can't rise from the dead, and there's all those things that I'm not even going to talk about. I want you to think about them. But besides that, what would life on this earth be without our belief in Jesus, our love of God, our worshiping Him, our sacrificing for Him, for as much as He loved us to die for us? And when we stop and we think for a moment, really did change everything. everything. There probably wouldn't be any fighting in the Middle East. And in fact, all of our Palestinian-born parishioners might not even be here in Flint. They'd still be over there. Because there wouldn't be any fighting. Yeah. Or there could be a lot more fighting. Lots more fighting. Because nobody would have anything to live for except for what was not what they had on in their life here. They wouldn't have to live for an afterlife. And that's what we as Christians are supposed to live our life now. Getting ready for the afterlife. And we hear today in the epistle, it's really beautiful. And I hope, again, you stop and you think about it. Because, you know, we go through things so quick when we come on Sundays for church and other services, and we say things like, we're not even thinking what we're saying, what we're praying, what we're singing. But you hear in the apostle, the epistle reading today, where St. Paul says, explaining how much God loves us, that when we put on Christ when we were baptized, we say that just a little while ago, many of the baptized that put on Christ. When we were baptized and we put on Christ, it's not just God anymore and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, it's Abba, Father. We were baptized, and our relationship all of a sudden became a family relationship with God. We became His sons and daughters. We became a brother and sister with Christ. And we can say, Abba, Father. We can say, in a little bit, our Father. We can say, Abba. We can say that because Christ was born. We can say that because the Virgin Mary said yes to the angel Gabriel. We can say that because the angel went to the shepherds and said, hey, the Savior has been born. And the angels of heaven are rejoicing. We can say that because the wise men came all the way from the east, not knowing really what they were doing, except they were following a star. And they followed it, and they followed it, and they followed it. And they finally came to that cave where Jesus was born wrapped in a swaddling cloth and laying in the manger. And they came all that way to give Him gifts. Think, if He wasn't born, how the whole world would be different. And our lives would be different. And we would have nothing to hope for. But because He was born, joy to the world. Because He was born, O come all ye faithful, worship Jesus, the Son of God. Because He was born, we have hope. Hope that whatever miseries we might have in this life are going to end at some point, and then there's not going to be any more miseries. That hope of the kingdom of heaven. So today we do celebrate, thank God, the birth of Jesus. But just don't take it for granted. Don't think that, oh, it wouldn't have mattered if He wasn't born. It would. Just like, can't think of the guy's name in The Wonderful Life. Doesn't matter. But he realized at the end of the movie, hey, it is important that I was born. And it's a wonderful life for us as Christians because Christ is born. So let's see how we go. Christ is born. Please stand.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
And guard and always by thy might, we may ascribe glory unto thee, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and up to ages of ages.
all of you and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember in his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Our Father, Metropolitan Joseph, Archbishop Anthony, the Episcopate of the Whole Church, priests, deacons, monks, and nuns, and all our brotherhood in Christ, the President of our country, all civil authorities, our armed forces in defense of peace and freedom everywhere, especially those serving from our community, the sick and the suffering, the poor, the needy, the afflicted, and the homeless. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. Those who have offered this holy oblation, and those for whom it is offered, especially your servants, Metropolitan Paul, Archbishop John, who are in captivity, Bishop Alexander, Archpriest George, Priest Robert, Sahar Hussam, Asma Georgette, Nabila Emil, Levi Vera, Alex Maniotis, Vera, Miriam, Phyllis, Shauna, Daisy, Ahmad, Johnny, Noal, Nimmer, Sally, Nuffley, Nicola, George, Adam, Ida, Eva, Nicholas, Elaine, Michael, William, Lois, Peter, Joanne, Shafika, Patricia, Fran, Karen, Albert, Ron, Ida, Khaled, Sally, Matan, Aham, and Mush, Nodi, Carrie, the newborn Matthew, our expectant parents, Renee and Rakan, Dina and Leif, your servants, David and Gabriella, who are to be united in the sacrament of holy matrimony, all first responders and those suffering throughout the world, especially in the Middle East and the city of Flint, the supporters and benefactors of our parish, and the members of our parish council, ladies auxiliary, teen soil, altar servers, altar society, chapters, choir, church school, ushers, Orthodox Christian Fellowship, and our preschool ministry. May the Lord God remember in his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. All Orthodox servants depart of this life in the hope of life everlasting in the kingdom of heaven, especially your servants, Mary, Rahma, and Andrula, and your newly departed servants, Mashdi, Nafi, and Anthony. May the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages. You and all Orthodox Christians, may the Lord God remember his heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Gracias.
save us. Have mercy on us and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us ask of the Lord.
Grant this, O Lord.
Our angel of peace, a faithful guide and guardian of our souls and bodies, let us ask of the Lord.
Our hearts.
us with thy kingdom which is to come. For all these things we give thanks unto thee, and to thy only begotten Son, and to thy Holy Spirit, for all things of which we know and of which we know not, and for all the benefits bestowed upon us, both manifest and unseen. And we give thanks unto thee also for this ministry, which thou dost vouchsafe to receive in our hands, even though there stand beside thee thousands of archangels and 10,000 of angels, the cherubim and the seraphim, six-winged, many-eyed, soaring aloft, borne their wings, singing the triumphal hymn, shouting, proclaiming, and saying,
especially are all holy immaculate,
Most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God and of the Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
in the power and the glory of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Sisters, lo, I draw near to mortal King our God, the precious and all holy body of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. Then pardon unto me the unworthy priest Joseph for the remission of my sins and unto life everlasting. Amen. welcome everyone worshiping with us on this day. Please remember only prepared Orthodox Christians may partake in the body and blood of Christ. And as always, please follow our ushers. Thank you.
With fear of God in faith and love, draw near.
Oh,
upright, having partaken of the divine, holy, immaculate, immortal, heavenly, life-giving and dread mysteries of Christ, let us worthily give thanks unto the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Asking that the whole day may be perfect, holy, peaceful, and sinless, let us commend ourselves and each other, and all our life unto Christ our God.
Honorable
glorious prophet, forerunner, and Baptist John, of the holy, glorious, and all laudable apostles, of our father among the saints, John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, whose divine liturgy we celebrated, of the holy, glorious, and right victorious martyrs, of our venerable and God-bearing fathers, the great martyr George, the trophy bearer, patron and protector of our community, of the holy and righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anne, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind. Through the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy upon us and save us.